Depending on how you behave or misbehave, you may get popcorn on Wednesday evening. I'm just saying. I'm just putting that out there. It's my privilege and honor to share the Word of God with you this morning. Are you hungry and receptive to what God has to say to you this morning? Ek het niks om vir jou te sê nie, regwaar. Ek kan myself nie fix nie, wat nog van jou en jou issues. But if you're expectant where you're seated this morning, God is going to speak into your heart and give you just what you need to hear this morning. I'm excited to share a new series with you this morning. Please be honest with me. I know that's easy for you because you love the Lord and you are truthful Christians. How many of you learned something from the series on spirit, soul, and body? Okay. How many of you didn't learn anything at all? Be honest. Okay, that's good. Or else, I need to get another job. Hallelujah. So this series that we're starting is called His People, His Purpose. And to lay the foundation this morning, I'd like us to read that scripture, which should be on the projector as we speak. And it's from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 16. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly, as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Father, it's our honor and privilege to be able to so freely gather around your word. Dis vir ons 'n voorreg, Here, om by mekaar te kan kom in 'n fasiliteit soos die. Dis nog 'n hoër en 'n beter voorreg om u teenwoordigheid in ons midde te ervaar. Ons neem dit nie vanselfsprekend nie, Here. U is 'n God wat teenwoordig is. You're not the great I was or the great I will be, you're the great I am. Thank you that you inhabit the praises of your people. Thank you that we have the privilege of singing praises to you when we bring an offering and sometimes a sacrifice of praise. Thank you, Lord God, that by your grace it can be pleasing to you and a sweet-smelling aroma that warms your heart. And God, sometimes people pray and we pray like this. We say, Lord, ons welkom u hierso as ons eregas. How can we invite you into your home, Lord? This is your place and your people. We thank you that we can be made to feel welcome in your presence, Lord. Everything that we're going to do and say today, we submit to your Lordship. We thank you, Lord God, that the life-giving power of your word that raises the dead, that sets people free, that opens the eyes of the blind and causes deaf ears to hear, and gives people hope and joy and peace, and brings grace and forgiveness. Thank you that that power, you're watching over that word today. Thank you that as we gather around your table and eat of the bread of life and drink from streams of living water, there's enough food for everybody. Thank you, Lord God, that there's space at your table. And today, thank you that we can fellowship with you and celebrate life with you. Thank you, Lord God, that by your Spirit, what we hear today and what we discuss will change us and help us grow into the men and women of God you've always destined us to be. To the praise and glory of your name we pray. And the people of the Most High God said,
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor and say, Amen.
Amen.
You can do better than that. I said, turn to your neighbor and say, Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so listen carefully. The people in the hall next door, please be quiet for a few seconds. Because the people this side are going to shout amen as loud as they can. Ons wil julle hoor. Nee, julle daar langs aan moet ons hoor. En dan gaan ons vir julle geleentheid gee langs aan, dat ons julle kan hoor. So daar kant, bly net bietjie stil. Ja, jy daar agter, ek sien jou. Jy praat, ja, ons het weggesteekte kameras oral stel so. Bly net bietjie stil. Ons gaan op die telling van 3, ons gaan sê amen. En julle gaan ons hoor, dan gaan ons julle oorkant geleentheid gee. Guys, are you ready this morning? Ladies, ladies love talking. Now's your opportunity. See, my wife's next door. I can be lekker vinty. So, on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Okay, nou julle daar langs aan, op die telling van 3. Van daar af wil ons julle hoor hierso. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. To all the folks watching on our online platforms that for whatever reason could not be here this morning, we touch that God reaches into your hearts, reaches into your home, that He clears the distractions in your lives, all the busyness that you may be facing this morning, and that you receive what a living, loving Father has to say to you this morning. I want to say that God is a wise master builder. God is always up to something, and He's always up to something good. In the same way that Jesus promised that He's going to the Father to build a place for us, Jesus gave us that promise in John 14 and verse 2. He says, I go to prepare a place for you with my Father. In the same way, God is busy building and preparing a place here on earth for certain kinds of people. How many of you this morning would like to be part of God's building process? Can I see a faithful hand, please? How many of you would like to be part of what God is busy doing on the earth here and now? How many of you would like to be included in chapters and verses in the Bible? How many of you, did you know that the book of Acts is still being written? How many of you read stories in the Bible and think, wow, look at this one, look at that oak, look at this chick, look at this, and you think, why not today, Lord? Well, folks, the truth is that God is still writing the book of Acts today, and He's doing it through faithful men and women like yourselves. God is busy with a building process. God is putting together His people for His purpose. Are you excited about that this morning? And if you want to get in on the action, now is the time. There is no better time than the here and now to get in on what God is busy doing. God is busy building a place. And that place is not a building. That place is made up of people. You see, God is using a particular kind of building material to build this. And the material that He's chosen is very, very interesting. So, introduction to this series, I want to say this morning. The beautiful and mysterious aspect of this building process is the following. God, listen, folks, He's building a place that's going to be able to cater and to care for the following kinds of people. Those who are hurting, those who are lost, those who are discouraged, those who are fearful, those who are rejected, those who are deceived, those who are sick, and those who are lonely. Don't raise your hand now, but did one of those adjectives describe you, maybe, or more of them? You see, God is building a place for those kind of people, the hurt, the hurting, the lonely, the broken, the sick, the deceived, the despondent, the discouraged, the moedeloos, the fed ups, die wat moeg geploeg is, en jy kan net nie meer nie. Die wat al, jy het soveel handdoeke ingegooi, to give up, jy het net nie meer handdoeke nie, jy het onderklere beginne ingooi, jy is tot so ver voorbij, jy is op met alles, jy kan net nie meer nie. God is building a place for such people. And guess what? He's choosing the very people that are sick and sat and broken and moedeloos and op and klaar and despondent and fearful and deceived. He's using those people as a place of encouraging refuge and grace and mercy to be able to take care of those kinds of people. So dan vraag ek julle weer eens vanoggend, wie van julle wil nog steeds deel wees van die bouproces? Miskien sit jy hier so vanoggend en die vyand van jou siel het jou beskuldig dag in en dag uit, uur na uur en week na week, en een mislukte verhouding na die ander, and one failed business after the other. He's accused you again and again and again, en hy het vir jou gesê, meneer, jy gaan nooit goed genoeg wees nie. You're never going to be a good enough husband. You're never going to be a good enough opa. You're never going to be a good enough father. You're never going to be a good enough oma. En so gaan hy aan en aan en aan, and he's accused you, and maybe, just maybe, And you've started to believe his lie. And I want to tell you this morning, he's a liar and the father of lies. And greater is Jesus who lives in you than the devil that's in the world. And you need to start believing what God has spoken over you and not what the devil has tried to convince you about yourself. And that's the beautiful mystery of this building process that God is busy building and he's busy with. The material that God is choosing is messed up. You're looking at somebody that is messed up beyond description. You're listening to somebody that is messed up beyond any use by anybody, anytime, any place, ever, but for the grace of Jesus Christ. And that's what God is busy building with. Dit maak nie vir my sin nie, mense. Ek sal dit ookie so doen nie, maar dankie tog, hy is God en nie ek nie. Because hy sien daar 'n kans vir 'n iemand soos ek. Wat vir my 'n tweede en 'n derde en 'n vierde en 'n vyfde kans sal gee. Wanneer ek na hom toe kom en sê, Lord, I've blown it again, just give me a chance, Lord. And that's what God is busy building. He's building his people for his purpose. I'm going to say this again because it's worth repeating. He's building a place for the hurting, the lost, the discouraged, the fearful, rejected, the deceived, sick, lonely, to be a source of encouragement and blessing to those who are hurting, lost, discouraged, fearful, rejected, deceived, sick, and lonely. He's using us as his building material. And I'm excited to see that God's timing in the world couldn't be better than here and now. You see, baie mense dink hierdie goggie corona ietsie, né? Het soveel van die wêreld onverwags en onkant gevang. But it did not take God by surprise. You see, God didn't wake up one morning in his home called heaven after like a late night party with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And other angels having one choir festival of creating stuff and doing things. He woke up one morning and screams, Jesus, go get the Holy Spirit quickly. What are we going to do about this pandemic that's hit the earth? And Jesus will know, like, yes, God, I don't know. Let me just get the Holy Spirit. Let me see if he can find an answer quickly. And I was on kant gevang die hele. On kant gevang. Getting excited, yeah. The spit is flying, hallelujah. It didn't catch God by surprise. You see, I had a discussion with somebody this week as I was witnessing to them about how people have misrepresented Jesus. And there's false preachers, and there's false prophets, and there's people manipulating people for finances in the name of Christianity. Guess what? Ten spite of all thine nonsense, it still has not changed who God is. Hallelujah. It still has not changed who God is. Even if people stumble over God's people on their way to Him, it does not change who He is. And God is busy with this building process using cracked pots like us. Nie crack pots nie, né? Oh, yeah. That's a... Hallelujah. And I'm not knocking you if you've been in that place. Unless you've been there, brother, my sister, don't criticize or judge anybody that's battling with that stuff. Please don't, in Jesus' name. He uses cracked pots, foutiewe goed, like us, to achieve the impossible. So if you're sitting here this morning and you're watching online at home and you're thinking, Mozzie, that's me. How did you know this, Mozzie? Well, I don't. God does it. He's speaking to you, ma'am, sir. You see, God uses the unusables of the world to achieve the impossible. God uses the rejected ones in the world to achieve the impossible. God uses the ones that society and life and the people of the day and the hip-hop in crowds and the plebs, the who's who and the bee's knees. He uses the ones that those people have written off to achieve the impossible. And he will use anyone and everyone that says, yes, Lord, here I am, use me. And this ministry is unique in the sense that, amongst other things, one of the ways in which we tell people about Jesus is through motorcycles. And we call to win motorcyclists, their families and friends, but not only, but motorcyclists, their families, friends, and friends to Jesus, one heart at a time. And often, people that don't understand biking call bikers biker trash. Well, you're looking at one of the trashiest bikers that have ever walked the face of this planet. And God has chosen to use me and you. So I want to encourage you, if you're watching online, my brother, my sister, and you enjoy motorcycles and people have called you biker trash or they've looked at you from head to toe because of your biking kitters. Well, God wants to use you. And if you're not a biker, that's fine. God still wants to use you. That's just one of the ways we tell people about Jesus in this church. God's building process, what makes it special and mysterious is that he's willing to use us as his building material. So I want to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and we're going to read from verse 7. Dis 'n hele mondvol en vir 'n paar weke gaan ons op hierdie gedeelte van die Bybel konsentreer as dit reg is met julle. Are we ready to get something up there, ladies and gentlemen? All right. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 7. I'm going to read it to verse 18, and then we're going to go back and unpack it and break it down a little bit to make it more digestible. Is that okay with you this morning? As jylle nog wakker hierso? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 7. We now have this light in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. And this makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side by troubles. Everybody say troubles. But we're not crushed. I'm asking you this morning, what trouble are you facing right now? We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. Everybody say perplexed. Say despair. And those of you that are not saying anything, God bless you as well. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. And I cannot help read this scripture and not think of that song. And here it comes, ready for it. I get knocked down, but I get up again, and nothing gonna keep me down. I get knocked down. And I'm missinging the words. I don't care. I've changed the words to suit my style. I get knocked down, but I get up again, and nothing gonna keep me down. Hallelujah. But we're not destroyed. Verse 10, through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death. En sommige van julle dink, mos dit is glad nie so nie hoor, ek leef in paradys. Dis lekker in Suid-Afrika, dis nie vir sissies nie, maar is allemaal lekker hierso. Yeah, they're talking about in constant danger of death. Stick around. We're going to explain how and why. Because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. And so we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believed in God, so I spoke. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot help myself anymore. And I don't want to help myself. Because that was one of the biggest problems with me trying to help myself instead of letting God fix me. I cannot help myself. When I'm in the presence of people and I sense that unction of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to speak about Jesus, whether you like it or not. I cannot help myself. I'm always lending my ear, so to speak, to the voice of God to recognize and see an opportunity where God says, yeah, Mozzie, use that big mouth I gave you and tell somebody about your son, my son, and your King Jesus. I cannot help myself. When I go to places where die kinders van God kuier vreedsaam, I have something to eat because I also need food, but I'm on the lookout for the next person who has an ear that's willing to hear. I cannot help myself. And the Apostle Paul says this here. He speaks of this. I believed in God, so I spoke. If you believe in God, my brother, my sister, you have something to say. Five of you believe that. Wat van die rest van julle? Ja, net ek gedink het. Jy is net so stil. And I love you for that. I love you for that. Maar ek sê dan vir julle, daarom 'n bietjie tyd om jou mond oop te maak vir die koninkryk van God, is dit dan nie? You've always got something to say about politics. You've always got something to say when it comes to criticizing this, I nearly said excuse of a government, but I won't. You've got something to say about the government, dan gaan jy praat. You've got something to say when it comes to cheering your favorite whoever or whatever. If he chases a pig's bladder filled with air or he rides a motorbike around a track, dan kan jy skree en aan 'n klap. And when it comes to raising a glass and making a toast to ever, dan het jy iets om te sê, maar as ek kom met die koninkryk van God, dan is jou mond bietjie vol tande. Dan is dit bietjie van, nee, ek is bietjie skaam. Godsdienst is 'n privaat ding. Ek gaan nie vir mense sê nie. Twak, man. If you've got a living relationship with a living God, you've got something to say. I said, if you've got a living relationship with a living God, you've got something to say. And Paul says, I believed in God, and so I spoke. Well, you know what? I'm way, way past believing in God. Did you get what I said? This is a test to see if you're paying attention. I don't believe in God anymore. I don't believe in Jesus anymore. People at home are screaming, yeah, I knew this Bikers Church was a cult. Let me change the YouTube channel quickly. Stick around. I don't believe in the Holy Spirit anymore. I don't believe in God, I don't believe in Jesus, and I don't believe in the Holy Spirit. I'm way, 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 several years ago already, beyond belief. I know God. I know Jesus. I know the Holy Spirit. Paul says, I know the one in whom I believe. Brother, my sister, do you know him? Because if you do, it's time that you spoke up for the cause of Christ. So he says, I believed in God, therefore I spoke. Verse 14, we know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. And all of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, yes, Lord, let that happen. There will be great thanksgiving and God will receive more and more glory. Verse 16, that is why we never give up. I'm reminded of that picture years ago before we even had the internet. It's a photostat copy of a photostat copy of a photostat copy of a pelican. A pelican het 'n parakie ingesluk. The pelican had swallowed the frog. And a pelican has this huge sack under its bottom beak to catch and trap its food. And just because God made it that way, it looks cool. On a pelican, not on me. The pelican had swallowed the frog. En hierdie paddekie is al reeds in die ding se keel af, man. But its last agterste pote, a frog doesn't have pote, het 'n parapote. It's what do you call it? It's legs. It's legs with the stickers are sticking on the outside of the pelican's throat somewhere. It's not giving up. Factually speaking, that frog is doomed. Those are the facts, but the truth is there's still a chance. My brother, my sister, as long as you on God's side, there's a chance. And there's more than a chance. There's an impossibility waiting to happen on the other side of your faith. Hallelujah. So that's why we don't give up. Because this hope that we have is a hope that never disappoints. Maybe you're sitting at a place this morning and you realize, Mozzie, jy weet nie waarvan jy praat nie, my ou. En jy is 100% reg. Ek moet saamstem met jou. I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to your circumstances, but my God knows your circumstances. And if you let Him be the God of your circumstances, you will see how He turns the impossible into possible and how He turns problems into opportunities. Many years ago when I was still a detective in the police, I didn't... Jy word betaal om mense se probleme te fix. I always spoke about problems, and even the police had problems, and God grew my heart to the point where I didn't call it problems anymore. Because a problem is something sometimes, depending on how you look at it, something that you can't get past, or can't get over, or you don't have a solution for. And God changed my vocabulary to call it challenges. And my commanding officers would say to me, Captain, I've got this problem, or you've got this one. I said, no, I've got a challenge. I've got challenges. You see, lots and lots and lots of challenges. They're not problems. Because a problem, and it's just a play on words, okay? A problem kan dalk 'n struikelblok wees in jou lewe, waar jy kom net nie oor dit nie, and it gets you down. But a challenge, in the name of Jesus, where I look at it, and I don't say, oh God, I've got a big problem. I say, challenge, I've got a big God. Oh God, I've got this problem. Saying, challenge, in the name of Jesus, I've got a big God, and He lives in me. And you walk and you live at that place, and you watch how God does the supernatural for you. And I sense some of you are looking at me, screaming, yeah, Hanan, Mamazi. Hanan, and Hanan, Han. That's why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying and our spirits are being renewed every day, we spent weeks and weeks speaking about how to look after your bodies. But folks, at the end of the day, here's the deal. You start dying, speaking in the flesh, from the very moment you are born. Did you get that? Speaking in fleshly terms, you start dying from the moment you are born. So build a bridge and get over it. Because hierdie is verganklik and is passing away. It's not the end all and be all of everything. The bodies are dying. As no matter how much we look after ourselves and how much time and effort we put into ourselves in the gym with our diets and our eating habits and our this and our that and the ladies, the war paint and the lipo and the Botox and the men, the roids, or whatever you do, your body starts dying from the moment you are born. Build a bridge and get over it and start looking forward to the best that's yet to come. Because God's got he's got a better plan, Yella. Accept, Yella, He's got a better plan. Some of you are not excited about this death part, but you can only be a partaker of the life unless you've gone through the thing called death. Stick around. So our bodies are dying and our spirits are being renewed every day. Verse 17, our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Our present, somebody's starting to get it. Somebody's feeling the vibes. Our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Jy vra vir my, hoe lang is long? I don't know. How long is a piece of string? How long is also the name of a Chinese friend of mine? How long? Hello, how long? Me Mossy, hi, me how long? Shishini, how long? I don't know, but these present troubles are small. Please believe it in Jesus' name. Our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. Verse 18. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. I'm going to close this morning because it's enough for now. This morning we have laid a foundation to recap. Opening scripture, I'd like it on the overhead there, please. Again, that picture. His people, His purpose. There's one over there that you can see it for a couple of weeks. There's another one over there. You should find them behind the toilet doors. Go to the toilets. And you should see it so that it can sink in. His people, His purpose. It says this, He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other part grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. How many of you would like to be part of God's building process? God uses a very special and unique material. Cracked pots, earthen vessels like ourselves, that the world can see that this miraculous power is of Him and not of us. As the deep end comes up and leads us in a time of worship one more time, I want to close off by challenging you this morning and encouraging you this morning. If you're at a place in your life where you think, Mozzie, those troubles that the Bible says are small seem very, very big to me. And you want it to end and you're longing for it to end, but the end is not in sight. I want to encourage you to fix your eyes on the promises of God that you have heard this morning. Fix your eyes and focus your mind on the promise of God's word that He wants to use broken vessels like us. He wants to use imperfect people like us with our issues and our faults to make a difference. He wants a place where people who are hurt and lonely and broken and discouraged and fearful and deceived and fed up and moodless. He wants a place for people like that where they feel they can come and get encouragement and hope and get positivity again and be encouraged. And He's willing to use anybody and everybody that says, yes, Lord, here I am, use me. So I'm going to pray this morning twofold. Number one, as we close, I'd like you to take an honest look at yourself and say, myself, waar staan ek vir oggend? Am I one that's believed the lie of the devil that I cannot be used by God because of my past mistakes and my present mess that I'm in now? And the devil has convinced you that you cannot be used. I want to pray for you first and foremost. Secondly, I'd like to pray for those that have been encouraged and stirred by the Spirit of God this morning to be used of God like never before. I submit to you that I sense in my spirit there's somebody that you've heard something like this before. God has already told you today might be the third time where God is telling you to get off your blessed assurance and become active for the things of God. Today is the day. He's using this little vessel to tell you this morning that now is the time. The scripture says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, now faith is, and it says the rest. When's faith? Dis nou. Dis nie nou nie. Daar's nog nie. Jy moenie nog ek moet dit uitsort eers and I first want to stop this and I want to do that and I want to get this diploma and this degree and oh, nee. Now. Nou, ons gaan nou. Nouer is gouer as nou gaan jy braai. Now God is speaking to you, sir. He's speaking to you, ma'am. That's the second part of the prayer. You know that God has told you to get active. It's time. It's time. So I'm going to pray for the first group of people this morning. If you're in that category and the devil's accused you van die oggend tot die aand, and he's discouraged you and he's knocked you down, we're going to lift each other up through prayer this morning. Is that okay? Would you stand with us as we pray together, everybody, please? So if you're at that place of discouragement and despondency this morning, right there where you're standing and when you're watching online at home, I just encourage you to pray this in your heart as we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that in spite of the lies of the devil and the accusations of those around me, sometimes even from my loved ones, I thank you that in spite of all of that, the truth is that you've spoken a word over me. The truth is that you have a plan and a purpose for my life. The truth is that you see the gold and the treasure and the good stuff that you have put in me underneath all of this pretense and this falsehood and this facade and this charade and this public image that I portray to everybody. You've seen the real me and you really love who I really am. And this morning, Lord, I want to renounce every lie of the devil. I want to cancel any negativity that He has spoken over me. And this morning, Lord, I choose to believe the truth of Your Word. And the truth of Your Word says that to You, Jesus, I was worth dying for. The truth of Your Word, God, says that I am worth it and that You want to use me. And as I pray this morning, what that means, Lord, and how it comes to pass, I don't know. But I'm praying this morning, Lord God, believing that You see my heart. And I pray this. Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, use me to the praise and glory of your name. Thank you, Lord God, that I will no longer walk under discouragement and the lies of the devil, but I'll walk under the freedom of the promises of what my God has spoken over me. In Jesus' name, I cancel the past, I look forward to the future, and I celebrate the freedom that I have now. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. The second part of the prayer is, for those of you, diegene wat weet, dis nou meer as een keer wat die Here met jou gepraat het, en jy besef, die tyd is dan nou. Dis nou. God wants to use you here and now. Well, guess what? I'm not telling you to join this church, and I don't want you in this church. Ek soek jou nie hierso nie, tensy God wil hê jy moet hierso wees. Ek preek nie om nuwe lidmate te kweek, om getalle by mekaar te maak nie. I don't want square pegs in round holes. I want the people that God sends to this place to find their home in this place. Next week, Sunday, we're having a membership day. For those who feel in their hearts or know in their spirits or understand with their minds that you want to be a member of this body and God has spoken to you, well, maak seker na volgende Sondag se diens. Sit jou naam op die lys daar agter asseblief. There's a clipboard that says membership day something. I don't know. Something to do with membership is a clipboard. Put your name, your cell phone number, and make sure that you make arrangements to stay after the service next week, Sunday, for a membership day. That's the category of people that I want to pray for this morning. You want to be used of God, and if God is calling you to be used in another church, hallelujah, we're going to pray with you anyway. Is that okay? Right, let's pray together. Father, in the same way that you used a donkey to speak to man, in the same way you say that the rocks will cry out if people are silent with your praises, in the same way you used sinners and tax collectors and murderers and liars and adulterers and thieves and blasphemers and pagan worshippers, in the same way you've used people like that, you will use me. Here I am this morning, Lord God, and as I pray and join my faith in a corporate prayer with other brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm saying, Lord, I'm responding to your call on my life. And I say, Lord, I want to be used by you. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know how. I'm just reporting for duty. And I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, as your sons and daughters cry out to you in obedient response, fill them, Holy Spirit. Fill them, Holy Spirit. Equip them with what they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fill them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Encourage them and empower them, Lord God, and prepare them for that which lays ahead in the name of Jesus. For folks watching online at home, Lord, in the name of Jesus, fill them, Holy Spirit, touch them and empower them, Lord. Change hearts and minds today, Lord, in Jesus' name, right now, Lord, as people pray. Thank you that there's transformation taking place in people's lives. That men and women will never be the same again in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that, Lord. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you for making the time to listen this morning. Thank you for making the time to celebrate and worship Jesus with us this morning. May Almighty God bless you and keep you, make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up His countenance over you and give you peace. Thank you for coming. We love you dearly. Go out there and make a difference. A reminder about the care group leaders meeting immediately after the service, please. I think we'll get together that side. Reminder about this week's combined care group gathering here at the church Wednesday evening for a very, very challenging documentary called The Insanity of God. I give you God's word that if you are teachable, you will never be the same again. Invite somebody that's skeptical about the things of God. Invite friends, invite families. Tell people, if they make excuses, tell them that you'll pay for their petrol. You'll get them a free box of popcorn or something. Just do whatever it takes to get them here Wednesday evening, because they will never be the same again. And don't worry about the social distancing. God will make a plan. We'll accommodate everybody in the house of the Lord. Until such time, God bless you. Let's worship the Lord together. Vaya con Dios.